Why are there so many databases? Genuinely, what is the actual difference?
Well, there are relational ones. Document ones, key value, wide column, graph, time series.
No, stop. That is a list, not a difference. Is it not just, do you want one row or lots of rows? Because that is all I have ever actually needed to know.
I was going to say that is a simplification. It is not really. That is the split.
Right.
One row, right now, is a user opening a page. Show me this wallet. That is one lookup. It has to come back in milliseconds, and you want the whole record.
And lots of rows is what? A report.
How much did everyone hold in March? That touches millions of rows and reads two fields from each of them. Completely different machine.
So the second one is what people mean by analytics.
The trade calls the first one OLTP and the second one OLAP. And honestly, the acronyms have done more harm than good.
They have, because you have to look them up every time, and then the answer is one row or lots of rows.
Yes.
Okay, so then a column database, that is just the table written sideways, isn't it?
I want to say there is more to it.
Is there?
Not really, no, that is it.
Say what actually happens on disk, because I want to check, I am not fooling myself.
Take a table with an address, a token, an amount, and a date. A normal database writes record 1, all four fields together, then record 2, all four fields together.
Because when you want a record, you want all of it, and it is all in one place.
Right, a column store writes every address, then every token, then every amount, then every date. Four separate runs of bytes.
So if I only ask about amounts, I only read the amounts.
You never touch the other three. On a wide table, that alone is most of the win.
Is that the only reason it is fast? Because I would guess it also squashes down better.
Why would you guess that?
Because it is a million things that are all the same kind of thing, dates next to dates. That has got to compress.
That is the second reason, and it is enormous. A column of timestamps that barely change compresses to almost nothing. Mixed up record bytes do not.
And presumably, the processor likes it.
It does. It can run one operation across a whole block of identical values instead of walking records one at a time. Three reasons, and you got two of them cold.
They all follow from the same choice, though. It is not three tricks. It is one decision and three consequences.
That is a better way to put it than mine.
What about the spread across many machines thing? Is that part of this? Or a separate axis?
Separate, you can have a row store on 50 machines and a column store on one laptop. That is a question about how big the box is, not about how the bytes sit.
So the two get talked about together, but they are unrelated.
Unrelated, and that is where most of the marketing lives.
So what does it cost? Because nothing is free.
Think about changing one record.
It is in four different places now.
Four places in four compressed blocks, each of which has to be unpacked and rewritten. In a row store, that record is one contiguous thing you overwrite.
So you just do not update.
For years, that was genuinely the answer. Column stores were append only. You add facts, you never edit them, and if something changed, you wrote a correction and worked it out at read time.
That sounds insane for anything real.
It is completely fine for logs, events, clicks, trades, things that happened. It is terrible for a thing that has a current value.
Like a balance.
Hold that.
Fine, then where does NoSQL sit on all this? Because that is the word I hear most and understand least.
It does not sit anywhere. It is not a category.
It has got to mean something.
It means not a relational database, which is a description of what something is not. Under that umbrella, you have four unrelated kinds of thing that have nothing in common with each other.
Go on.
Document stores like Mongo, where a record is a nested blob. Key value stores like RIDIS, which are a dictionary. Wide column stores like Cassandra. And graph databases, which are about relationships.
Those are not variations of each other at all.
They are not. Lumping them together is like a shelf labeled not a hammer.
So when I could not work out where no sequel fitted, the problem was the word.
The problem was the word.
All right, but now do wide column, because I hit that one and gave up. Is that the same as a column database?
No, and this is the worst naming collision in the whole field.
They both say column.
They mean nearly opposite things. A columnar database like ClickHouse is the sideways thing we just described. A wide column store like Cassandra is row-oriented underneath.
Then why is it called that?
Because each row is allowed a different, enormous set of columns, sparse and wide. The name is about the shape of the record, not about how the bytes are laid out.
So one name is about storage, and the other is about the data model, and they picked the same word.
Yes.
I am going to be honest, I feel much better. I thought I was missing something.
You were not missing anything. You were reading two words that lied.
So let me ask the annoying question, why not just use PostgreSQL? It does everything.
It genuinely does. That is not a joke answer. An enormous number of companies should just use PostgreSQL.
Then what breaks?
Three things at scale. The first is that a row store answers a question fast because you built an index for that question.
So build indexes.
Every index is another copy of part of your data that has to be kept current on every write, and analytics questions are open-ended. You cannot pre-index any field, any range, any grouping.
What is the second?
Updates. In PostgreSQL, changing a row does not edit it in place. It writes a new version and leaves the old one to be cleaned up later.
That sounds fine, until you do it constantly.
On a hot table, it is a real cost, and the cleanup is a background process that can fall behind.
And the third?
History. A row that holds a running total does not remember what it was yesterday, and nothing keeps that for you unless you deliberately write it down.
That is not really a database problem, though. That is somebody not writing it down.
No, you are right. That one is a design choice, not a limitation. I should not have put it in the same list.
Okay, so ClickHouse and Starrox are both the sideways thing. What separates them?
Both columnar, both spread a query across many machines, both very fast at reading enormous amounts. ClickHouse is exceptional at raw scanning and compression of things that happened.
And Starrox?
Two differences that matter. It is better at joining several tables, because it has a planner that works out the cheapest order to do that in.
And?
It has a table type, where the primary key genuinely supports updating and deleting individual rows, at the speed data arrives, while still being columnar.
Which is the thing you said column stores could not do?
Which is the thing I said column stores could not do? That is what changed.
Are those two the only sideways ones?
Not at all. DuckDB is the same idea running inside one process on your laptop. BigQuery is the same idea rented by the query, where you never see a machine.
So the layout is the family, and everything else is how it is packaged and sold.
Broadly, yes.
And how do you actually talk to Starrox?
It speaks the MySQL wire protocol, so anything that already talks to MySQL just connects to it.
That is not clever, that is just considerate.
It is worth more than clever.
Does that make it better than ClickHouse?
No, and I want to be careful here. If your workload is append-only events, ClickHouse is superb and simpler.
So it is, it depends.
I hate that phrase, but no, it is more specific than that. The question is not which is faster. It is, what shape is your data?
Give me the shape then. What are we actually doing?
A balance ledger. Every time a balance moves, that is a fact, and there are billions of them and they never change once written.
That is the append-only case. That is the easy one.
That part, yes. But we also need a table of what everybody holds right now, and that changes with every block.
So one table that is written once and never touched, and one that is rewritten constantly in the same store.
And a third requirement, which is the one that actually decided it, those two have to be updated together. Either both land or neither does.
Why can they not be two separate systems?
Because then there is a moment where one is updated and the other is not, and nothing tells you which moment you are in.
Which for a number that says how much money is in a wallet is not great.
It is not great.
So the reason is not that Starox is fast.
The reason is not that it is fast. Postgres could not hold that much history usefully, and a pure append-only column store could not maintain the current side. We needed both behaviors and one commit across them.
And if the shape had been different?
If we only ever needed the ledger and never the present state, ClickHouse, easily. If the whole thing fitted in one Postgres and nobody wanted history, Postgres.
Those are not worse answers.
They are answers to different questions. That is the part people skip.
Right, and I could have got to that without anybody saying OLAP at me.
You could have, and you basically did.
One row or lots of rows, and how do the bytes sit? That is the whole thing.
That is the whole thing. The rest is names.